Hey Bismack.
Hi, how are you doing?
Like your hat.
Thank you.
Is it okay if you come a little closer? Thank you.
Perfect.
We were in Miami in November and you said that you'd like to get around the children this week and really educate them about the game.
Mm-hmm.
How have you found that?
Oh yeah, it's been great, you know. Not just for me, I think for my teammate as well. And we have had a chance to get around the city a little bit and just, you know, practicing. And get to connect with some people that might remember us and all. And yesterday we had a chance to go to the Chelsea game and have some fun. So in general, yeah, it's been great. Plus, you know, playing the game today in front of this crowd, that was unbelievable. And being able to get the win. So it was great for us. We just got to continue to get better.
Offensive rebounds tonight was key for you. Is that what you're most proud of in your game tonight, for you personally?
I'm most proud of the win more than my offensive rebound. I think what's important is us getting a win and us doing a better job. And we did a very good job in the first quarter. We did not do a good job in the second quarter. And then in the third quarter, we're kind of slow, and we're trying to make it up for it in the fourth quarter. So that's what happened. But, you know, you learn from your mistakes, and you build up on it. So we have got to get better at it. And we have a few days home to relax a little bit, and we'll have about 2 weeks of games home. So we'll be able to, you know, to learn from the video and from all those games that we have. And obviously, by the time we get at the All-Star, you want to be ready and see where you've come and how you can do better to be prepared for the playoff. Oh, pour moi, c'est une honneur, quoi. Parce que quand on joue et quand on a la chance de jouer là aux États-Unis, on parle pas seulement de Bismack congolais, on parle de Bismack africain. Et voir tous ces gens qui nous supportent de loin, tout comme de près, ça nous donne aussi la joie, quoi, de savoir qu'on a des frères et sœurs qui sont en train de nous supporter. Et on essaie de les représenter le mieux possible qu'on peut le faire de notre côté. Donc aujourd'hui, c'était un bon match pour nous. Et on doit juste continuer à améliorer afin d'être préparé pour le prochain match.
Ton dernier passage à Bruxelles a vraiment laissé une bonne impression.
En fait, sur les jeunes, c'est qu'ils doivent continuer à travailler. C'est vrai que c'est un long parcours. Il y aura des moments difficiles et ça fait partie de la carrière et de la vie. Ils doivent juste apprendre et continuer à pousser de l'avant et poursuivre le rêve. Ok, merci.
Bismack, Corey Jones had a really impressive game today. How have you found the transition this season improving on the court?
Corey has been great this season, from the beginning of the season, and obviously I get to play with him a lot more than the other guys, but Corey has been impressive, and it is a great, you know, guard to play with. He's smart, he knows what to do, he knows when to pass the ball, how to pass the ball, and he takes the right shot. So again, in general, I think it's a good additional that we have to the team. As well as Cola and all these other guys. But he had a great game tonight, and you know, I'm very happy for him. We just got to continue to build up on it. We got to stay with it. And it is a long season still. We just play, I think, for 41 or 42 games so far. So still got a lot of games to go until we get to the playoffs. And of course, we're going to get there. But you know, it's going to take some time, and we've got to have some fun with it. But we're very thankful that we got the win tonight.
Piz, I just saw Norman Powell's nice pink Barbie rucksack. Did you get him that?
No. that's Patrick Patterson, got him that as a rookie.
Is there any other bit of rookie hazing he's had to do this year, or is it easy?
Yeah, that's one of them. I think it's just not him, it's both of them that had to do that. But you know, as all the rookies, when you come in a league, of course, you have to do something. Some of them wash cars, some of them do other things, so he was the one that had to carry the bag. There you go. So that's just it, and you know, it's just making the season fun, and you get to enjoy it, you know, just being stressed about games each and every night, you know. So
it'd be like post game, Drogba said it was real special to watch him play. What was it like for you to play in front of him?
Oh man, that's my big brother. I love Drogba. He's been an inspirational guy to a lot of us young African kids growing up back home. And you know, I've looked up to him growing up when I was in Africa, you know, the way he played the game, how passionate he is about the game. And obviously he's passionate about going back home and help as well. So I love Drogba, he's like my big brother. And so, you know, it was just great, it was just great. I saw him when he came to Toronto. It was great to see him back here again.
What has he taught you about what it meant to be a professional?
A lot of things. I can sit here and start naming each and every one. I think there is a long list about it. But at the same time, I think, you know, it's all part of, you know, me growing as a young guy and being able to reach my highest potential. And again, it's not just him, it's Hakeem Olajuwon as well that I've had a chance to learn from. So all these great players that have come before me and you know, being there to help me, I can only appreciate them. But I love all of them as big brothers, and they always look up to me.
Mark, after the game, Coach Casey said, despite the win, really the Raptors did not play a really good game, or not one of your better games. Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree. It's like I said before, we didn't play the right way when we started the second quarter, and obviously we had a lot of turnovers, and it wasn't good for us. So we just got to find a way to keep the balance, you know, between our offense and defense. And, you know, when the shots are not falling, you just got to continue to play defense. So I think we got to do a good job at that. It's like I said, we have a few days home. We're going to go back, watch some films, and learn from it. But that is not one of our best games at all.
It was a sellout crowd here at the O2, but in the heat of the battle, did you even think about the fact you're actually playing in London, England?
I tell you the truth, no. It was more about just, you know, being in the moment and, you know, playing each and every position. And but, you know, when we came in here, the crowd was amazing. The crowd was unbelievable. We're very thankful that we came here, and we're very thankful that a lot of people came out here to support us. So we can only appreciate them. And of course, we're going to continue to appreciate all the fans around the world that support us.
Cheers.
Thank you.
How disappointed were you not to close the game up and go into extra time?
I mean, it's not what we're planning. It obviously wasn't a game plan. We started the game very strong in the first quarter, and obviously we just didn't sustain what we were doing. And we started playing bad defense. We started giving them open shot. But at the same time, it is a learning process. So you learn from your mistakes, you correct it. And at the end of the day, you know, a win is a win. Either we play terrible or not, you know, in the NBA, that's the hardest thing to do is get one win. So we got it out of the way, and we just got to go back home and continue to be consistent.
Did the team have any goals for the end of the season, second round of the playoffs, you know, certain position in the East, or are you just going to take each game as it comes?
I mean, first we got to finish the season strong. But then at the same time is that, yeah, we want to go far than just being the playoff. We have enough talent to be the team that's going to challenge a lot of teams. So at the same time for us as players, you take up on yourself and you be responsible. And when you get out there, you give your 100, you know. And I think that's what matters, because when you give every time 100% on the floor, good things going to happen. So we look forward to it, and we're going to continue to work hard as a team, and we're going to stick together as a team. And being able to accomplish bigger things is going to take a lot. So everybody going to be on the same board, and we're going to do it as a team. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.